You may be seated. And at this time, I'm going to have Sylvia Pauly come up from Thrivent Financial. She's going to share with us a few words of introduction for just a few moments. We'll then disperse and we'll go into the fellowship hall for the longer presentation shortly after worship. Sylvia, great to have you here this morning.
Thanks. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm not Mike, so I'll have to shout. Before church, somebody came up to me and said, I have a Thrivent policy that's 90 years old. The company's been around for 117 years, so that doesn't surprise me. A little bit. But we still win awards for being able to protect people and their families. But the company also started an investment company. Yes, you have a not-for-corporate-profit insurance company that owns an investment company that's on the Fortune 500 list and wins independent awards. Our philosophy, though, is to help people improve their finances. So not only do you take care of yourselves and your families, but you can live generously with your church and your community. There are no U-Hauls to follow you to heaven. So everything we have is a gift from God. The topic I'll be talking about is actually five steps to consider in your financial plan, no matter where you are on that journey. Whether you're a young family starting out, just making plans for the future, or if you're looking at estate planning. I'll also throw in a few sniglets on the new tax act that passed January 1st. That's relevant to anybody likely who has not died as of January 1st, 2020.
We're here.
All of you.
Yeah.
So there's been some big changes there that might really appeal to everybody. I won't put a sign-up list on. The company likes to know who's here. I'm not going to call you unless you fill out an evaluation form that says, yes, I want to hear more, but I do appreciate you being able to stay and for your time. You can always give me a call. There's numbers in the bulletin if you can't stay for the presentation or anytime you might have a financial question. I'm here to help. So thank you.
Thanks, Sylvia. And we look forward to the presentation today, but I think we're going to get to know Sylvia a little bit better in the time ahead here at Peace. It's great to have you here with us. We close with these words: Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.